With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Relief for motorists says the Ministry of Mines and Energy has announced a decrease in fuel prices for the month of September effective Wednesday the 4th. Petrol will go down by 1 Namibia dollar 20 per litre and diesel will decrease by 1 Namibia dollar 10 per litre. That's according to Ministry economist Taramaris Madila.
Petrol recorded an over-recovery of 18 cents per litre. Diesel 50 ppm recorded an over-recovery of 7 cents per litre. And diesel 10 ppm recorded an over-recovery of 13 cents per litre. This is because of the rise in oil production by the United States and other non-OPEC members. In addition, a decrease in shipping costs, freight costs, and delays in unloading vessels led to a relative decrease in basic fuel prices.
Economist Robin Sherborne has pointed out that good governance and well-designed policies are more important for a country's long-term economic success than natural resources or population size. In his State of the Economy report, Sherborne said that strong institutions and effective policies are key to achieving sustainable economic growth.
The economy is growing, but it's growing by relatively small amounts, and it's not growing enough to sort of absorb the labor that is available out there. We're not creating businesses that employ lots of people and therefore help spread new incomes around. So that's what we're failing to do. And in fact, we haven't even measured employment and unemployment officially since 2018. It's almost as if we don't want to know what the employment picture in the country is. My sense is that it's pretty bad. We haven't created new jobs outside the public sector. And the question is, how do you manage an economy, a modern economy, where lots of things are going on if you don't have the data?
Another news, by 2050, one-third of young people globally will be African, and sub-Saharan Africa will need about 72.6 million new jobs for its young people. According to The Conversation, the ILO has warned of a potential youth quake if new jobs are not added. Many African countries are not providing enough secure jobs with an 8.9% youth unemployment rate, and very few young people have access to decent work. A nationwide strike is underway in Israel after its largest labor union called for the action to push for a hostage deal.
Anger and grief continues to spill out onto the streets of Israel with a general strike well underway, with demonstrators blocking major roads while the International Ben-Gurion Airport remains closed, with hundreds of thousands of people saying they're not going to work. Meanwhile, the funerals of two hostages will be held a little later today. People call on the Netanyahu government to get a deal done now to bring the remaining people home. Sarah Coates, Tel Aviv.
And finally, global screen time has reached an all-time high this year, with over two-thirds of the world's population, that's about 5.44 billion people, online. Most internet users, according to a report by the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, mainly search for information, that's 60.3%, and connect with family and friends, 56.8%, while streaming services like Netflix and Amazon Prime are also widely used by roughly 77.1%. South Africa leads with the highest daily screen time at 9 hours and 32 minutes, while Japan has the lowest with less than 5 hours daily. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.